We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program from the WWE, Naomi, Total Divas as well. Naomi, thanks for calling. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I am great. Still in the glow today, as usual.
Now, let's talk a little bit about how you became a professional wrestler and the story. It's kind of funny. I was watching this weekend the history of the Gorgeous Ladies Wrestling, which was, I guess, when women's wrestling started to build a big comeback after years and different things. And I'm such a huge fan of that. And tell me why you wanted to become a professional wrestler.
Did you see the Netflix, the documentary?
I love that Netflix documentary. It was fantastic. My wife and I were watching that. She loved it. Yeah. So tell us the story of how you became a pro wrestler. Yeah.
I actually saw my first wrestling show live in Orlando, and during the time I was still an Orlando Magic dancer, and WWE came and had Raw at the arena, and I stayed and watched the show, and that was my first time ever really seeing wrestling, and I never watched it growing up, didn't know much about it, and I thought it was the most amazing thing that I saw. And from there, I just started asking questions, got myself a tryout in Tampa, and I've been here ever since.
Wow. And once you got in the ring, explain that to people, that that ring is something that is not like a trampoline. It hurts when you fall, when you learn to fall and all these different things. It's very painful.
Especially when you're first learning, when you're first starting. They say each bump we take is like being in a mini car accident. And I remember my first week, I remember like calling my mom, like being very unsure if I had made the right decision by leaving my jobs and everything that I had going on and starting a wrestling career. I had been a dancer from the age of 8 and always thought I was going to be in the dance field or dance world somehow, and completely made it 360. And one day I literally told my mom, yeah, I'm moving and I'm going to go be a wrestler. And my mom was like, wait, what? What are you talking about? Wrestle where? How? Why? What do you mean? I just spent all this money on the last decade of you taking every dance class and lesson that there is in the state of Florida, and you're going to go and be a wrestler? But he definitely supported me and came to all of the upcoming shows and the developmental shows, and she loves it. She watches me faithfully everything I do, and she's probably one of the biggest wrestling fans now. So funny.
And what do you think with Total Divas and Divas in general, how this has grown and it's changed? And more, I think we're going back to wrestling compared to when the Divas came out, or even when ladies wrestling 12 years ago, when it just kind of got really back popular again, the girls and all that, to now, really, you guys are unbelievable athletes, and it's really evolved in the last 10 years. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've seen it just from the time period I came in. I've seen how much it's evolved and changed and how much better it's gotten. And I think the women were always capable of this. I think the difference is the opportunity. The women back then were fighting for the same things, but the world wasn't ready for it, I guess, at the time. And that's what worked at that time. And now that we have the opportunity and the back end, the support from the company, and they're giving us all the tools on top of our talent to be successful, to be at the forefront, to break barriers and to showcase what we got, and add all of that in with an amazing roster and an extremely talented group of hardworking women, I feel like the result is that it's always going to be good.
No, absolutely.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah. Right. And as you talked about, women are always capable of doing it. We look at the craziness of the days of GLOW to older, going back to the 60s and 70s with women wrestling. And I'm just glad it's kind of going into this thing that, you know, you guys are really talented. I think the training center has a lot to do with it as well. I think that how developmental, where now you guys are learning in the territories more, working more, and they're really looking at you guys as a brand, not just a sideshow in a way, like the midgets were before. And you guys, it's really, hey, this is wrestling. You're going to do exactly what the guys are doing, and you're going to show that you're talented so you can entertain the crowd in a match with a great storyline, but also just unbelievable moves and athleticism, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, the facility, the training facility now is just, it's incredible. Like, we always tease the newbies now. We're like, you guys have no idea, like, how good you have it. Like, but I appreciate it, the way I came in and the time I came in. I think it we definitely worked just as hard and got the same lessons. It was just a little more rougher. And I think it wasn't as structured. I think now there's so much structure and guidance that by the time you do make it on the main roster, you're already there.
Now, when we talk about
prepared in every way,
for sure. And now, how about how we gotten to learn more about you with Total Divas on E? Is that a hard thing? I mean, when you're wrestling, you know exactly, you know, kind of when they're going to film you and when they're not. But having to get back into your background, what happens on a day to day basis when you're not at the arena or the behind the scenes? Is that hard being on a reality show, in your opinion?
I think you have to have the personality and the mindset for it. And I think those rough days and hard days, I think those are days that do make the best TV, because it is raw, it is real. And I feel like those are the moments that are most relatable, when you are vulnerable, when you are breaking down. And that's what people don't get to see, you know, on wrestling and WWE, that they do get to see from watching the reality show. So I think we have a great group of women who understand that and understand what we're trying to project and showcase. Like, we're real, and we want women and fans and people who watch our show to know what it is that we do and what we go through and experience, and that at the end of the day, you can overcome it all, because that's what we do week in and week out.
Well, I remember on the road in the days,
this has given us an amazing platform
for sure. And they could see how tough it is. You guys are the most traveled group of people. You never really take a day off. You're always on the road or a different event, different things. And it shows how the wrestling business is, and that you're going in the sports entertainment business, and you're going from town to town, place to place, personal appearance to personal appearance. And when is there a time for really your downtime compared to other professions where there's a season? There, pro wrestling is 12 months a year. There's off time, but not much. And
you're 100% right. You hit the nail on the head, and I'm sure you understand that more, having been in wrestling and in the business. There are no days off. And I think the ones that stick around and really last through years and decades or become a household name, I mean, it's passion at the end of the day. We do what we do because we enjoy it and love it that much, because it is very hard and it's very intense, and you never really truly have a break.
Exactly. And as we know, in this professional field, it's your image, and your image is everything. And it's constant, from working out. You have to get to the gym every day. You have to get to the arena every day. You have to do the personal appearances. And people just don't understand that. They just think, hey, I could just jump in the ring. And this is what's so great about the show and why it's so successful. So everyone needs to tune in. The season premiere Wednesday, November 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern. Check out Naomi and on Total Divas. Where's the best place we can connect with you social media wise and stuff? Where can we go?
My Instagram is Trinity_Fatu, and my Twitter is @NaomiWWE.
All right, well, fantastic. You're the best. I love always talking to people who were in the business I was in, and I'm glad to hear the success of the women's brand. And I recommend everyone also to check out the documentary of GLOW. It's a phenomenal documentary, and they really paved the way for you guys. And I honestly believe that's where it's taking it. And you guys are tremendous athletes, and best of luck in your career and all your ventures. So thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the interview.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Take care. I enjoyed talking to you as well. Take care. Thanks.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You too.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.